Well, one thing I'll just say, in the 25 years I've worked in the situation, looking specifically for the toughest, most intractable conflicts, I've seen nothing that convinces me that conflict cannot be transformed. It takes time. It's the hardest thing you can do. It may take more time than in a Western conception of time. It might take 20, 30, 40 years. But I've seen remarkable turnarounds. I was witness to, in part, to what happened in South Africa, when I remember going there back in the 80s, when people around the world and there universally thought that this place was headed to civil war for as long as anyone could imagine. I was witness to what happened in Northern Ireland. And there's a half dozen other places around the world where things are happening right now in Sri Lanka. Also witness to what happened when the Soviet Union fell. I mean, that was a place where I remember a group of historians gathered together in the early 80s, were asked to estimate what they thought the casualties would be from the fall of the Soviet Empire. And the lowest estimate was in the many millions, and the highest over in the tens of millions.
Well,
Just judging from just judging from history, judging from the fall of the Russian Empire.
in the sense of anarchy will ensue
Anarchy and
and
civil
power
wars
struggles.
and power struggles and so on. And you had a lot of conflicts, but in the thousands, in the transition there. And so, not to speak of larger historical examples, over the last 50 years, watching what's happened between France and Germany, which were maybe the most intractable one of the most intractable conflicts on the face of the planet. I mean, Europe, if you think about it, Europe, take a long historical term, Europe was the epicenter of war for the last millennium, Western Europe in particular. And now, if you think about war in Western Europe, it almost seems to people there, it almost seems unthinkable. And that's a shift in 60 years.
Yeah.
From a place, I mean, if you took Europe in 1944, torn by war, genocide, starvation, human rights abuse, dictatorships, and then you take Europe in 2004, it's not a paradise, but the shift has been amazing. And one of the questions to imagine is, imagine the world 60 years hence in 2064. The world right now has all those problems, has war, genocide, starvation, human rights abuse, all of them, huge inequities between rich and poor. Why can't we do the same thing?